pretty wrecked after that now. But great to get the win, definitely worth it. The younger guys there today,
yeah,
Mark Rosser, Sean Nolan, they're excellent.
Yeah. And to James Stafford, you couldn't single anybody out, Conor, yourself. You know, the work rate, and you knew going in with the wind behind you that you had to have scores on the board, and you crafted two wonderful goals in the first half, and then you knew you were going to be under the pelt in the second half.
Yeah.
And then to concede a goal in the point the first 2 minutes.
Yeah. We started
dubious
slow.
Penalty, by the way.
Yeah, dubious penalty, but we started slow both halves. I think after 15 minutes, we'd maybe only score 2 points. But then in the next 20 minutes of that first half, we kicked on and got another 1-4. Second half again, they got on top. But we have good experience out there. There's young guys, but then the likes of Brian and Ben,
yeah,
just
Nolan.
Get them on the ball, on Nolan. Niall Hughes outstanding there in the second half. Made a few brilliant catches. But like this time last year, we lost to Leitrim, beat Antrim in our second game, and we thought we had it back on the road. But we've only got 1 win out of two. We have to keep the momentum going.
Yeah. But the positive, the fitness level is extraordinary. Obviously, a lot of work has been done with Paul. And a lot has been said about players that have left the squad and friends of yours as well. But, you know, you have to give the manager and his backroom team credit. He knows what he wants to do. He knows the way he wants you to play. And you're buying into it.
We're 100% buying into it. Strength and conditioning goes. Sammy Dowland has been outstanding with us. Fitness levels are very high, as you can see there. But then again, early days, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
You don't want to get ahead of yourself, but at the same time though, Conor is fantastic.
Yeah, it is. We've had a lot of tough days here in the park over the last couple of years, so to be out there getting a win against a good Carlow team, it's hugely important. It's very rewarding.
And I suppose the positive today is you didn't drop back and let Carlow run at you. You took them on and you created the spaces. You made them work as well. You turned them as well in the second half rather than retreat back in and let them come on to you.
Yeah, Paul said it at half time that we had to be brave in the second half. We couldn't just sit back. We needed to attack, take them on. And when we took them on, we won our fouls, we created scores. Just delighted with how it ended up there today.
Must be really enjoyable, is it? To be part of the. There's so many babies around there. I was telling Billy Dodd that we'll have to buy nappies and give them to the boys to put them in the dressing room.
Yeah, the next generation is going on strong there.
Yeah.
A lot of the lads with young kids that played over the last few years, so. It's great to see a bit of a crowd there in the park for the footballers as well.
Yeah, we're just talking to the two lads who played for Wexford, of course, how as a player when you go out and there's wind blowing, how difficult it is as a player to, you know, you knew going out in the second half, for argument's sake, you had a good lead, you just need to keep it tight. You know, when you're facing into wind, it's even difficult to carry the ball, isn't it?
It is, and the way we're trying to play this year, it's more direct. We're trying to give those longer balls, but against the wind, it's not on a lot of the time. So it's about decision making. You have to adapt to the conditions out there, and we did that in the second half.
It was nearly a Castletown goal for the second goal, wasn't it? But Hughes got involved, wasn't he?
Kyle Learman was.
Yeah, the Kyle Learman guy.
The last three.
He messed it up, didn't he?
No, it was great. Ben made the right option there. He could have taken his own score, but he tapped it over to Bielo for the tap in. So. Great goal.
Yeah, you must be delighted, Conor, because you've been around the block a while with this group. You know, there's only four of you actually started today to play against Carlow in the 17 Championship.
Really? Yeah. Just, I didn't realise that. Yeah. It's been a huge turnover, and the younger guys, as I said before, Gavin, Mark, Sean, Martin O'Connor as well. Like, these guys are really driving it on the last couple of years, and they're coming to their prime now. So very excited about those fellas.
And I think, you know what, it was a tight pitch last week against Antrim. Antrim were pretty decent, but it was a tightish pitch, and I think the wide open space has definitely helped you today.
Definitely. That was a tight pitch last week. I don't think Antrim are a bad outfit at all this year. I think they'll be close enough to promotion. We were obviously disappointed with our performance, but today was a lot better, and we'll just try to build on that.
How important is this today for a new crew, effectively a young crew?
Yeah, hugely important. That momentum.
Important for Paul as well.
Very important for Paul. First competitive win. Just to spark something here in Wexford football again.
And just to tell our listeners, it's not about him, is it? You know, he's a quiet guy. It's not about him. He has a definite job he wants to do. He doesn't want to be in the limelight. It's not about him at all, is it?
No, it's not. He's a great communicator. Keeps the message very simple. But he gets his message across and then gives the players, the older players, their time to talk as well. So.
And he's out in the middle of on the field, and he could be wearing anything from an overcoat to a.
No comment on the fashion.
Listen, appreciate you coming up, Conor. A brilliant performance today. Well done.
Thanks very much.